Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, I'm Sarah, and this is The Whispering Woods Listener and Reddit Stories. I've got 4 stories today, and they are all from Reddit. If you have a story you'd like to share with us to use on the podcast, please email it to thewhisperingwoodspodcast@gmail.com. Right, I'll get straight into it with the first story. I want to say thank you to OKDegree2373 for letting us share your story. Like the title suggests, I work in death care at a combo location funeral home, meaning that we have a funeral home, cemetery, and crematorium on site. I know people like to debunk stuff on this sub for good reason, in a lot of circumstances, so I wanted to see the response to some stories from my co-worker and I. I'll start off with the typical light stuff. One of my co-workers tends to come in very early every morning to start her work, while I like to stay late. We both spend a good amount of time alone in the funeral home. We both had experiences of hearing footsteps down the halls, wood floors, and long hallways that echo, seeing things out of the corner of our eye, and hearing faint voices. Not too surprising, considering there are an abundance of loved ones in our care at any given time, some having more traumatic passings than others. I will admit, though, that the funeral home itself is pretty tame. There have been many strange occurrences in the cemetery experienced by the ground crew, cemetery staff, and funeral home staff. One day, I was standing at service early morning, and turned and saw a man under a tree not too far away from me. He looked out of place, and I saw no cars around, besides the few that the family drove. I turned to look at him once more, then for a third time, a minute or so later, and he'd vanished. This has happened to multiple people. Mind you, we have 17 gardens. I would have seen him walking away, or would have seen the car he was in. A co-worker of mine on the cemetery side worked with a man for a while after his wife passed. He wanted a granite pedestal, a stand that holds an urn, with customizable toppers with a birdbath on top. For about a year, he would hound my co-worker, wanting to know when it would arrive when that year is unfortunately the expected waiting period for a custom granite memorial. When it finally arrived, we placed his wife inside and had a service. A few months after my co-worker, who worked with him, woke up from her sleep because she kept hearing
"Bird bath, bird bath, bird bath"
being yelled in her ear. She actually came in the next morning and said he died before we'd even received the first call, notification of death. Lastly, to avoid this being too long, are two stories about our chapel mausoleum. It's the only mausoleum on site with an interior and has large stained glass windows and rows of chairs to sit and visit loved ones, or for when services are held inside. This mausoleum is locked every day at 4 when the grounds team leaves and is unlocked around 6 to 7 a.m. One morning, one of the guys walked into the mausoleum after unlocking it to turn on the lights and saw a woman sitting in one of the chairs by the windows facing away from him. He freaked out and walked out to call the superintendent. When he walked back inside, the lady was gone. There was only one entrance to that mausoleum, and he was standing right in front of it. We hear knocking and shifting noises all of the time in the mausoleum. It's so prevalent, I actually address everyone in there when I enter and exit to avoid any bad juju. We had a maintenance crew working on the mausoleum for a while that would come in every morning to find their tools moved all around the room. They would set them on one side of the chapel and come back to them on the other side of the room. One of the workers said he would never come back. While this post isn't very short, this is the shortest I could make it. The cemetery truly is spookier than the funeral home. I would love to hear what you all think of these stories. I've had a bit of a similar experience like this. When I first had Maisie, who's my first child, she's 24 now, when she was first born, I took her out after about 5 days, I think it was, for her first little walk in her pram. And as we were walking, there's this big park opposite where we used to live, opposite the flats. So we thought, it's a lovely day, we'll take her out over there. So made our way, and there's a big main road in between where my flat was and this big park. So we crossed over, that was absolutely fine. And as we're walking along the path, and this road is quite busy, a voice said to me, "Go through the gap in the hedge." And just as it said it, I was parallel to where my nan's grave was in the cemetery. So I went through the hedge, bearing in mind I'm now going across grass with a pram. And this was back in the year 2000. So prams, I don't know what they're like now, but it was a rickety old thing that I'd borrowed off my sister because I couldn't afford one. And just as we drew parallel with the main gates to this park, even though we were on the opposite side, there was a big crash. Now, I'm not saying that we would have been there at the time, but I think we wouldn't have been far off, and it would have frightened me, really scared me, to the point where, because I do get depression, I probably would have stayed in forever with Maisie and never gone out anywhere. Everyone was fine, but yeah, it was that voice that go through the hedge. I wonder if it's like that third person voice, because it does sound like it. Right, we'll get into the second story. And this one is from Patient Reddit user. Thank you so much for letting us share your story. I still don't know what's happening. I've already posted twice on this sub with similar experiences like this. But this is the craziest thing I've experienced. This morning, I woke up as I normally do at around 6 a.m. I picked up my phone and started messaging my friends and watching videos as I normally do. Around 10 minutes in my peripheral vision, I see a woman walk through my doorway. At first, I didn't bat an eyelid. I thought it was just my brain playing tricks on me So I looked to its direction, and my heart dropped in my stomach. It didn't disappear. It was a woman, not a shadow figure, but a woman, who I didn't recognise, who was very tall, around 50 years old, as it looked, had long, ginger, curly hair, whose head was tilted slightly, and he was just staring, emotionlessly, at me. I stared in utter paralysing fear for around 3 seconds, before I blinked and she was gone. At that point, I was frozen in my bed, with my phone dropped on the floor for a solid minute, before I finally snapped and threw my duvet off and sprinted down the stairs to wake up my parents like an 8-year-old. At that point, I was on the border of bursting into tears. My parents said I was just tired and told me to go back upstairs. It was only later that morning that they actually took me seriously. It's also important to mention that at the time I was not tired and was for sure not dreaming or daydreaming. Are there any possible explanations for this? Am I going crazy? Please let me know so I stop getting shaken up by this. Edit, 26th of February, 24. After some research, I discovered that the previous owner of this home had passed away at the age of 67. Turns out, the woman was quite tall, had long, ginger, curly hair, and stayed in this home for 24 years. The images I saw of this woman matched perfectly with what I remembered seeing. What really creeped me out about this is that what I saw was a full human, not any sort of ghostly or shadowy figure. It was probably the woman's lost spirit walking around the home. I'll update this again if anything else happens regarding it. After I read this story, I thought, how many times do we see something in the corner of our eyes and just go, it's something in the corner of our eye? You know, it's got no substance. It's just my eyes seeing something that's not there. And so we don't actually look. But what if all these times that we didn't look, there is something stood there? Do you get me? So I need to start looking a bit more, I think. Not that it'd do me any good, because it would terrify me if I saw a woman stood there in my bedroom. And thanks again, patient Reddit user, for letting us share that story. Right on to story 3. And this one is from a deleted user. Here's a story for you. I used to work in a military cemetery, carrying caskets and doing rifle detail. I always thought it felt like a place of unfinished business, because many of the tombstones were men under 25 who died in faraway wars. While I felt this way, I rarely ever encountered much, except my own shadow in the cemetery. Well, one day, we were standing around waiting to conduct a funeral when I realised I had to pee. The facilities were closed and locked for the weekend, and I had a 2-hour-plus ceremony about to occur. So I ran into the woods a few hundred feet out of view of anyone into the side of the road, far away from the actual tombstones. I went in reasonably far to be respectful. I crossed a point and stopped dead in my tracks, because I felt like I got really, really sad. Like so depressed and overwhelmed, I wanted to sit down and weep on the ground, which turned into raw, hot anger that made my skin burn. Obviously, I can't just sit down in the woods though. So I kept walking a few feet, and I stepped over a log and tripped over a tombstone in the middle of the woods. It turns out I had stumbled across a very, very old part of the cemetery that predated all of the graves currently being maintained. Like all of our tombstones go back to the late 1800s. This was a gravestone from easily the early 1800s or late 1700s that didn't match the rest of the cemetery at all and was barely standing. Of course I didn't pee, because I felt like I was being screamed at to leave. The urge to run away hit me square in the face. I just turned and walked out of the woods the way I came. As soon as I started walking away, the feeling of anger and sadness and dread leached off me, and I went back to feeling normal again. I'm sure somebody has a fantastic cynical explanation for all that, but my interpretation has always been that whoever was buried there was just unhappy at being disturbed and angry for being forgotten, and they just took it out on whoever stumbled into that part of the woods. Another friend of mine had a similar experience later in the same area, without me ever telling him what happened to me. So that's quite a sad one. Someone's been forgotten about. I mean, it's kind of understandable as the centuries go by, you know. But I guess that's when you truly die, isn't it? When there aren't any people around anymore to remember you. So it's kind of sad. Very sad. Right. We'll move on to the fourth and final story. And I wanted to say thank you to, got to try and pronounce this now, Ililu1. I hope I've pronounced that right. Disclaimer. This isn't my story, so take it with a grain of salt. It is, however, a family member's, and there were multiple witnesses. I believe it to be true, but keep that in mind. For anonymity purposes, all the names have been changed. Said family member of mine, B, moved to an apartment with her boyfriend, Carl. Ever since they started living there, they had an odd feeling about the place. Both B and Carl claimed that one of the rooms in the flat was overwhelmingly cold. This was in one of the hottest cities in Europe, mind you. This will become relevant later. One night, Carl was alone in the flat. He reported hearing voices that sounded terrified. When inspecting the place, he looked past a mirror in the cold room. There he saw a girl in a white gown. She said something to him, but I don't recall exactly what it was. Along the lines of,
"Please don't hurt me."
Obviously, he started freaking out, called B to tell her to come home. When she did, he told her what he'd seen. Although she was creeped out, she brushed it off. A few months later, one of B's dearest friends came to visit, along with her boyfriend Steve. Steve was a self-proclaimed medium, although B had no knowledge of this at the time. They had a few coffees in the living room, and all was well. Out of nowhere, Steve turned pale white. He seemed very out of it, and couldn't keep up with the conversation the way he had been doing just a few moments earlier. His eyes fixated on a corner of B's living room. He noticed his change of demeanour and, worried she might have said something wrong, asked him what was up. Steve was very adamant about not telling her, saying it was nothing and that she shouldn't worry. She's quite hospitable and doesn't like people feeling uncomfortable in her home, so she asked a few more questions along the lines of, "Don't you like the coffee?" After a bit of interrogation, Steve caved in. He explained that he's a medium and has a history of seeing ghosts. Then he began describing what he saw. A small girl in a white gown. He said she looked very scared, but not scary. B was, to say the least, shocked. The description fit perfectly with what Carl had seen, of which Steve had no knowledge. There were more weird occurrences, gusts of wind on very warm days. Again, this city is asphyxiating in the summer, and that's putting it lightly. Cold spots, voices, footsteps, all the faucets turning on at once, etc. At some point, B and Carl decided they couldn't take it anymore and moved out. They even broke their lease, in a bad situation economically. Basically, they couldn't have been more desperate about leaving. I'm sharing this because it's a story that's never left my mind. I find it incredibly compelling because of Steve and Carl's matching descriptions. So I thought some people in this sub might as well.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Scary stuff. Child ghosts are just scary, I think, because we hear so much about them, you know, that they're demons masquerading as children. But it sounds like something really bad happened in that place, and it's got that energy lingering still. Thanks so much again for letting us share that story. Really appreciate it. And I will catch up with you again with Toby on Monday. Take care, everyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.